sum up his question so we can all...
Yeah. So he's saying that, like, the concept of GAs, General Assemblies, hurt the movement because they are ineffective and they just get... autonomous individuals just do what they want anyway. So over in Oakland, they have it done a little differently. The GA is not a decision-making as much as it is like a report back. There's a lot of people who are in subcommittees, so to speak. Like, there's like the main people I've been talking to is like the media, so media and tech. And then there's like food, and then there's like events. So there's an event planning committee and all that. So like these committees come to the General Assembly, like they have a spokesperson, they kind of tell them what they've been doing, and like people either kind of say, oh, that sounds great, and then they continue to do it, as much as I've been able to tell. I would say that the ones at Oakland are like 100 plus, maybe 200. So it's like a lot of people. You cannot have like the, I mean, you can twinkle your fingers, but who's going to see them? Like 2 and 4, yeah. I mean, it's been like 400 when we, like the other night when Boots Riley from The Coup played. There was a lot more people. Yeah. I mean, GAs happen at 7 every day, and then usually committees are meeting after that or sometime during the day before that. People are camping there, so if you need a place to stay. There's a lot of tents, though. It's really crowded, so I don't know if you'll get a plot, but I would try to scooch in. That was it.
I'm just curious, how have your Oakland, how you relate to the city of
So the police have been pretty much non-existent in the general region. The first day they were doing like sets of two, kind of walking around. They were not very confrontational. But the cops are there, but they're around the corner. You know, like you don't see them being at the occupation, but you go walk a block away, there's a cop. So like they're there, but they're not making their presence known. And that may be an Oakland thing. Also, the mayor has been very hands-off with the whole thing. She basically said, don't walk on the ancient oak tree because you're going to kill it. And don't pee on it either because you'll kill it. And yeah, but I don't know if this is like with her. She's like a first-time mayor. So I don't know if she's like doesn't know how to deal with it. But like she seems to be pretty hands-off. But on the point of bodily functions, there's a really big issue that like, there's porta-potties donated by the Teachers Association, Slingshot Newspaper, and they're not getting cleaned out as regularly as they need to. So, like, they're often overflowing, and that's something that I'm hearing a lot. Until we get compost toilets, I guess that'll still be a problem. But, like, that's an issue, and, like, it's going to need to get solved, because you can't just go into the coffee shop every day.
And the lights around that square... There's also like a there's a grid. The folks that are in the kitchen are actually on the grid. This is awesome. They have a dedicated power source. So there's definitely like been power being provided to them and stuff. We have bike generators out there.
Yeah.
Can you repeat the question?
He was just saying that the kitchen is plugged into the grid. Like they found the plug that was live. So, but I mean the media tent again. It's a bike generator, and then the main stage is gas generator.
How efficient is the bike generator?
It's built by Rock the Bike, which if you know Paul and the Fossil Pool, it's very, very efficient. I mean, they basically that's his job. And he works with a few other people, and they got one down to us. There's one down also at Occupy SF, I know.
The one at Occupy SF, like, we've been powering... maybe 2 laptops and constantly charging 3 cell phones all day off one of those in the car battery. And actually, a cell phone charging station built by someone at Noise Bridge, so thank you who brought it down. That's awesome. The downside is that someone pretty much has to be cycling that bike generator constantly. So the great thing is actually when people stop by the camp and they're like, ah, what you guys are doing is really awesome. I'd love to help you, but I don't know how. It's like... feel like losing some pounds? But,
yeah.
And so it's actually really sweet because you can get like random passers-by to actually feel like they've done something or are involved. And like, who am I getting done? Like, yeah. Power the revolution!
Yeah, it was actually kind of hilarious. Like, when the bike generator arrived on Thursday night, like, all these people like surrounded him just like, I want a bike! I want to charge things. Like, people are so stoked to, like, ride a bike for this. And it's like, okay. I wonder how that's going to last. We need a projector to project a road for them. So we can just keep people going. Yeah, that'll be on. Anyway. Yeah.
Any outreach to businesses to...
Other questions?
I'll come up and say.
Oh, yeah. There's GAs every day at 7. You guys should come down. It's 14th and Broadway in downtown Oakland. He's going to talk about Occupy SF for a little bit, but I'll probably be down there. There's a dance party tonight, so come on down.
They're heaps cooler than us because they have nightly dance parties and stuff. Occupy SF has been going for longer, but actually doesn't have as cool a space for nightly dance parties. It has in some ways been plagued by the fact that it has a space of really good political significance, which is the Federal Reserve. As a couple of people in the audience can attest to, it's like buggery uncomfortable to sleep there. So I've been kind of doing general digital plumbing for Occupy SF, and we've sort of had some of the same problems. One is sort of persistent supply of power and internet for maintaining live streaming and that sort of thing. We also, as sort of discussed, same bike generator deal. We started getting various Burning Man types really into it at the beginning and started bringing down giant things of propane and so forth. And this was right before we got raided by the police. On October 5th, we had at around midnight 50-plus police and, 15 squad cars, 6 DPW things, and 7 vans show up and take everyone's stuff. I think one of the things that precipitated that may have been the fact that people had started donating propane generators and so forth. So we're sort of using bike generators right now. There's kind of some interesting issues, I guess, in doing communications for a leaderless, heterogeneous movement of people with varying degrees of technical skills. Because people show up for a day and want to help, and they want to help with communications. Obviously, you have security and access issues, and that people are like, oh man, that's awesome, I'm super into the social media thing, can I just show up and man your Twitter stream and Facebook? It's like, oh, that's really great, I'm not sure if we should let someone that we don't know be in charge of outreach to 14,000 people on these various mediums. And so you have stuff like that. Also sort of people that want to show up and do like one day's worth of web development work for your website or something like that. Again, and then people sort of come for a few days, help out, and then go. And so, user password management, all the sorts of things that plague companies and organizations with structure are like 85 million times worse when you have a leaderless organization of sort of itinerant volunteer workers, I am actually a professional security guy and have done professional operational security for a bunch of places, and none of them have been anywhere near as nightmarish as trying to deal with Occupy San Francisco. In terms of, like, if anyone here wants to help out, like, when I sort of showed up and started volunteering to do stuff for them, I discovered there was a bunch of people who were what I would call technically savvy activists, but not many dyed-in-the-wool geeks. What would be awesome is actually more like genuine geeks to do the digital plumbing of what's required if people actually want to do some volunteering. Also, more power, more internet. Yep. So it's kind of difficult to specify on any given day, although people that actually... So what we've been doing sort of up until now, right, a lot of work has been going into sort of creating a decently working website. Like, I mean, things like creating a space for people to upload video, people editing that video so it looks coherent, we've had mad trouble with the forums, like trying to actually get not wildly insecure, terrible forum software working in a secure manner, which is horrible again. I spent a day battling with calendaring to actually get sort of calendaring with different groups being able to edit their different events. I mean, just like even people who are sort of generally savvy and being able to do that. People who can actually be on the ground and help make sure that live streaming and stuff is going. Because people come down. We had someone fantastic the other day
who was a professional live streaming video person, and she spent 3 days at the camp, like, kicking the live stream into shape, making it all go great, but of course she had to do other things, and then it breaks, and then it's like, people at the camp are like, oh man, I don't know how to fix this. So even if you, like, people are willing to be sort of general, like, on-call geek of all trades, that would actually be super awesome. Yep?
Do you have any people coming down and teaching actually people who intend to be there for longer?
So this is actually an interesting thing in that we had a guy come by the other day offering to give sort of a class and that sort of thing. And this would actually be really awesome. The problem is that, I mean, someone who wants to actually go down and organize with people, the organizing of these classes would be fantastic. Because he came to me and was like, great, I'd love to do this class, can you organize it? And I'm like, oh, well, in addition to doing all this digital plumbing, now I'm organizing teaching classes of people. So yes, that would be awesome, more people coming down, teaching. I mean, if you want to teach people basic operations, if you want to teach people how to install OTR for chat and Jabber, that would be like the business, right? If you want to teach people how to install Redphone on their Androids, which Moxie wrote to, like, do secure phone calls, that would be awesome. Like, I mean, any of this stuff would be fantastic. But sort of saying, I will do this, please organize it, is actually, like, really, really horrible. Like, I don't want people to give me suggestions about what would be awesome for the movement to do or what would be awesome for the processes to do. I want people to go down there and just start doing stuff, right? Like, please, no one come up to me and be, what would be awesome is if people did X. I want to come up to me and say, I want to do Y, and I don't care what you think. I'm just going to go down there and start doing it, and I'll give you, like, a giant hug. Right? Like, that's, yes. Yeah, I mean, so to people who couldn't hear, you can talk to Courtney back there, who's the girl with the blue hair, or the, basically we have a problem which is actually maintaining the volume of communications with volunteers, people randomly volunteering or wanting to talk to us or solicit information from us, like just that massive volume of communications, like sort of in order of 300 emails a day, actually just replying to everybody and actually, you know, takes a human, and that's actually really difficult. And it kind of takes a reasonably, you don't have to be that sane, but you kind of have to be, like, at least not this high, right, or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, even that sort of thing, as I said, Courtney's the person to talk to about it, so talk to her afterwards if you're sort of interested in doing that. We would also love, I mean, donations of hardware is sweet. I'm not sure if people saw this, but we had someone was very generously letting their MacBook Pro be used for the streaming console, and that got stolen in the middle of the night, which is really annoying. Smartphones is really good too, because various phones have sort of gone missing from camp, which I put down to the fact that the area around the Federal Reserve isn't actually the nicest place to sleep and live outdoors in the middle of the night. So electronics gear that is being used for tethering and stuff. MiFis, seriously, kill for that stuff until Monkey Brains comes through with some, like, real internets for us or someone else. We've had various people donate MiFi things, but we just chew the bandwidth on those because obviously trying to stream over those, you can get like 30 megabit over 4G, which is fantastic, but the cost of showing live streaming over cellular is prohibitive. And so, like, even having internet at camp, like, those sorts of things, people come down, give them to us, and they're like, oh, there's $100 worth of internet on it. And it's like, that's fantastic. This is, like, the most useful donation you could give. But again, we're going to burn that in, like, 2 or 3 days, tops. So if people have that, or if anyone just wants to, like, do the Spider-Man thing, climb a bunch of buildings and set up wireless repeaters back to Noisebridge, then, you know, mad stacks, I will write, like, a blog post and make a short movie about how awesome you are. But yeah. I guess that's just sort of my rant. I'm going to be talking later tonight at 7 p.m. about practical anti-forensics. Yeah, if anyone has any questions, though, hold on.
Inside the General Assembly and the Committee on committees, what kind of an organizational structure?
I'm just here to talk about communications. I recommend you either go to the camp, read the forums, read stuff online. I'm not. Politics of the movement is beyond the scope of PACMe.
What is anti-forensics?
I'm going to do this tonight. Practical anti-forensics is methodology designed to frustrate, annoy, or evade forensic analysis. So basically, if you're ever worried about someone or some entity seizing your stuff and gathering evidence from it for the purposes of proving you performed an action, the idea is that I'm going to give a talk which discusses techniques that you can use to stop this from happening, or if it does happen, to prevent the person who's analyzing your stuff from finding anything useful.
What time?
That's at 7 o'clock! Sorry. Thanks, Jen. That's at 7 o'clock. So if anyone has any questions about Occupy SF that are not, what are the demands of the protesters? Or, you know... There are.
But,
right, like, I mean, as I said, if anyone has any sort of questions about Occupy SF that are specific to Occupy SF and not the general Occupy movement. Awesome. That's it, guys.